Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Hey, the Bert Show.
All right, Grace, how are you this morning?
Hi, I'm good. How about you?
All right, so tell us your situation. From what I understand, you're doing pretty well for yourself.
Yes. I make at least 6 figures a year, and I'm kind of supporting my fiancé right now.
Okay. Uh-huh. What do you do for a living? I'm just curious.
I'm in aesthetics.
In aesthetics. Okay.
Yes.
You're a doctor that does boob jobs?
No, not really. It's the care of the skin, particularly the face. I do microdermabrasion and Botox injections. I work under a plastic surgeon.
Okay. I didn't realize y'all made that kind of cash doing that.
Yes, we do.
All right, especially in Atlanta, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're making well over 6 figures. Your fiance, and we're going to call him what?
Tom.
Tom, all right. Okay. Tom makes how much money?
He's a full-time student working at night, waiting tables. So, not even $20,000 a year, I would say.
Okay, $20,000. Did you say this is a boyfriend or fiance? I'm sorry.
Fiance. Yes.
Okay. When did you guys get engaged?
Just recently, actually, on Valentine's Day.
Okay.
Okay. And the size of the rock that he gave you?
It's like a chip. You know, it's tiny. And that's not exactly what I had in mind. I mean, I want to get married, but I was kind of, I don't know. You know how, like, when you open the box, you're supposed to go, oh, you know, I was just like, oh, wow, thank you. Like, I didn't know if it was, like, a promise ring or, okay. You know what I mean?
Okay, so if he works waiting tables, how long do you think he saved up to purchase that ring for you?
I mean, probably a while, I suppose. I mean, knowing prices, and I didn't go with him, and I don't know, you know.
So this is a guy that saved his tip money.
Yeah.
And really kind of gave blood, sweat, and tears to get you anything that he could afford.
Right.
But, dot, dot, dot.
But that's not what I want. I mean, I know that sounds, I want what I want. And, you know, the one I want is like $15,000.
And that's pretty much his entire salary for the year.
Right.
So what is your suggestion on getting the ring that you really want to get?
I wouldn't mind, you know, paying for it or offering to be, you know, joint in payment or, you know, anything like that. But I just kind of want what I want. And he was devastated.
When you brought it up to him, he didn't think it was a good idea.
Yeah. I mean, I tried not to make it seem like, oh, this is crap and I want what I want. But, you know, because he thinks that we could chip our tooth and put it, you know, in a wooden band, and that's all that matters. And I, you know, I can understand that, but I want what I want, you know? I work hard, and I want a beautiful engagement ring, and he's pretty much wounded.
Isn't this really, like, what other people think? It's more about other people than it is you, because I'm guessing you and your $100,000 social circle are hanging out with some pretty high-rolling people, and these are high-rolling people that have these really nice engagement rings or wedding rings with the big rocks that you notice because they shine as soon as you walk into the room. And aren't you just a little nervous to flash that little chip that you have, and you're afraid that the impression that you're going to make on them?
You know what? It's not so much about other people. It's really just so much about me. I mean, that's why I went to school and make the money that I do. It's not about pleasing them. It's really about being selfish and pleasing myself. I mean, you know what I mean? But then again, you do have a point with me walking in. I'm not going to be all, okay, check out my ring finger, you know, so I guess that makes sense too.
When you guys were just dating before you got engaged, did you have conversations about your engagement? Did you tell him what kind of ring you like? Did he just spring the engagement on you and surprise you, or did you guys actually have this conversation?
It was a total surprise.
So you never had a chance to tell him kind of what kind of type of ring that you were thinking about or what you liked or what you wanted.
And I think that, you know, men in the world, that's really, it's really important to kind of, you know, talk to your girl about, you know, rings and stuff. It doesn't have to be like, I'm going to propose and I'm going to ruin the surprise, but... You know, girls really do kind of want a say-so on that type of thing.
You women confuse the hell out of me, all right? All I hear from women is romance, romance, romance. So I'm picturing...
Hey, that too. We want everything.
No, you don't want that, and I'll tell you why, okay? Because all I'm picturing is your boyfriend going to Fridays or wherever he is working. Mm-hmm. I mean, busting his ass, taking extra shifts... Work until 2 in the morning so he can scrape up enough dollar tips in order to afford you anything he can. Where I'm from, that's romantic, all right? So he ends up getting you a ring that maybe by society standards isn't the biggest ring in the world. But, I mean, he really put a lot of love into it. What woman doesn't want that? And here you are saying, not good enough for me.
It's true, you know, it's true. I mean, you have a big point, but I mean, I want what I want. I work hard for what I get, and I, you know, lavish myself and him, and has nothing to do with romance. I'm very happy. I'll be glad to be his wife, but I want a bigger ring. I personally want a beautiful ring.
I got to tell you, you know, I can understand where you're coming from as far as like getting the ring, being really excited about being engaged, but maybe being disappointed by the ring.
Right.
You know, I know friends that, you know, got like a pear shape when they really wanted a square cut or, you know, whatever.
Right.
I mean, I can empathize with being disappointed with the ring, but I don't think you can do anything about it. I think you have to shut up and suck it up and keep it to yourself.
Well, it is also all about tradition, too, because, I mean, traditionally, it's a certain percentage of a guy's salary that is how much he spends on the ring. And he got you, you know, because the thing is that also bothers me a little bit is just because somebody doesn't make the amount of money you make doesn't mean that they don't work hard. It seems to me like he's working extra hard by going to school and waiting tables and trying to earn his own living and trying to better himself. So
no,
I think it's also
that.
Disrespectful to say that I work hard and I deserve. Well, he's working hard too, and he got you what he could afford.
Right, right. I mean, believe me, I'm. That's what I'm calling you guys. I'm not making him feel like a piece of crap by going, oh God, look at what you did. No, I'm very appreciative of everything that he does and that he's,
well,
you know,
I don't think he'd be wounded if, I mean, you mentioned how wounded he was.
Well,
I don't think he'd be wounded if you obviously have done that in some way to offend him.
I mentioned it, and that was enough.
Sure it was.
You know, but I mean, so that's why I'm calling you guys. I'm going, I want what I want, but then again, what should I do? I'm kind of wanting to know what the deal is these days, and it's really not about other people. It's really about what I want.
What exactly are you looking for from us? You're trying to get people to call in that actually understand where you're coming from? Because
is
going to be tough.
I just want to know, hey, am I the only girl out there that, you know, feels this way? I mean, it's impossible.
All right, the good news is we have found some listeners that actually agree with you.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the bad news is you got to sit through some that don't.
Okay.
Hey, Lisa, you're on All the Hits Q100.
Hi. I just think that, Grace, maybe this guy is not the one. Because you're more of a material girl. And you need to go get one of Carrie's boyfriends that's going to buy you a big ring. I mean, because the ring is not about it. I mean, this poor guy went out and put his heart into the ring, not his money, and got you a ring. And that is what's important. Let me tell you, I got married, and I had an engagement ring, and I'm still wearing it. And me and my husband have the best marriage.
Yeah, maybe the bigger question here is, like, I mean, you are going to be engaged to a guy that obviously is very, very humble.
Right.
And doesn't sound like he's got any kind of sense of materialism to it at all.
Grab my water, please. Yeah.
And you are. You're materialistic. I mean, are you going to be able to sustain a lifelong relationship with a guy that is really kind of the complete opposite from you when it comes to this kind of thing?
I mean, I kind of thought we knew that about each other. I mean, I have to admit, yeah, I'm a little materialistic and I'm a lot vain, you know? That's why I do what I do. I mean, I help others and myself, too, but...
Opposites attract.
Yeah, I mean, they do. I mean, I love him. Just because he can't afford to buy me the kind of engagement ring that, you know, I want doesn't mean I love him any less. That's not the point. The point is I just want
the ring that I want.
Yeah, and I know that. I just think marriage, I mean, the thing is, like, I kind of see where the caller's coming from, because the foundation for your relationship with Tom is a little shaky, because you may not always be as successful as you are now. You know what I mean? Like, marriage, you're going to go through so many ups and downs, and is this the man that you really think you'll be able to do that with? Because I just think right now, the focus of what's going on in your relationship is so superficial.
Hey, Jacob, you're on all the hits, Q100.
Hey, I think that she said that she doesn't love, she wouldn't love him anymore, but if she really loved him, she would be happy with the ring that he got.
Yeah,
that's
like,
not,
I bought, that just shows that she is materialistic. Like,
no.
Granted, my wife has a 2-carat ring, but I'm a construction worker. And it doesn't have to be traditional. My wife was mad that I didn't buy her a 0.5-carat.
She was mad that you bought too much for her. Is that what you're saying?
I think that I didn't buy her enough.
Okay.
You did pretty good, dude. You did real good.
I'm going to have to agree. I think that in a marriage, the symbol of the ring is what symbolizes your love. It's the ring that is the symbol of that, and it's not the amount of money that it costs.
We're talking about materials here. How can something as material as a ring, say, for instance, some people can't even afford a ring, right? Get tattoos. Hello. And, I mean, that's not the issue. It has nothing to do with how much I love Tom or how much he's working hard and striving and I'm helping him and he's doing.
Then this conversation shouldn't even be taking place.
Well, then why is he offended?
Hey, Grace, what is Tom studying to do?
Tom is studying to be an actor.
Okay.
All right, so chances are pretty good he's going to struggle for a while here.
Well, Grace, also to answer or to kind of go further with what you said, why is he offended? How did you let him know how you felt? I mean, how did you get, because it, you talk about how the ring has nothing to do with your feelings for him. You know he worked hard. Did you say this to him or did you just let him?
It wasn't in the words. And I mean, I think that if you live with somebody, you pretty much know when somebody is excited or if they're lying. I mean, you know how many times you go, hey, babe, is there something wrong? And they're like, no, and you know something's wrong.
Well, he probably thought something was wrong with you when you opened the box. It was like, oh.
Oh, he knew. He knew.
So, I mean, my thing is, you're wondering why he's offended. Well, I don't think that you probably did a good job at letting him know, or communicating to him the fact that you, I don't know. I think that you're wondering why. I think there's a miscommunication big time between the two of you.
Hey, April, you're on all the hits, Q100.
Morning, guys.
Good morning.
Morning.
Actually, I wanted to say that I agree with Grace. I wouldn't take back the ring or return it, but maybe she could wear it on her other hand.
Yeah.
Buy herself a ring. I mean, I'm going to school.
Come on now. How offended would you be if you were the guy? Wear it on the other hand.
Ooh, that is a tough statement there.
What? I don't understand you women. You want romance, and here's a guy that busted his ass 24/7.
Don't put us all in the same category. Jen and I don't agree with
her.
Go ahead, April. I'm sorry.
It's not all women.
It's okay. I mean, I haven't really found a guy that could... You guys are laughing at me.
Yeah.
I'm going to school to be a medical examiner, and I mean, as far as in a relationship, I've always been the one to pay for mostly everything, and I don't have a problem with that.
Right.
So, I mean, maybe in the beginning, I probably would have, stated, maybe we can go in together with the ring or something like that. But
I feel like he kind of took it upon himself to. I mean, kind of put himself in the situation. He knows what I aspire to do or what, what the thing is. I mean, he just went ahead without me knowing anything. So don't you think that I kind of have a stand on,
I just want to tell you guys, Jen thinks it's the funniest thing ever.
I'm sorry.
The suggestion was to wear his ring
on the other hand.
But Grace just said, how dare Tom surprise her with the engagement and take it upon himself.
I didn't say how dare Tom.
But you're blaming him. He put himself in this situation is what you said.
Vacation.
So I cannot believe that you are offended that he took it upon himself to surprise
I'm
you with an engagement.
Offended.
That's
I'm
awful.
Not offended. You guys said it was miscommunication, but I feel like that must be miscommunication a little bit maybe on his part. For not communicating anything in the beginning. If we know each other for a year and he thinks we know each other well enough to get married, then I think that he would have known me well enough also to maybe consult me on the ring.
Why did you say yes?
This thing is doomed, man.
Yeah, Grace, why did you say yes?
Because I love him. It has nothing to do with love.
A ring has nothing to do with love. Like I said earlier, people don't even, you know, use that as a bond of union anymore. They get tattoos or they, you know, jump over whatever they do, get married naked.
Yeah, you want a bigger diamond.
I do.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and I keep hearing, you know, women say that the ring is a symbol of our love. Well, how about the symbol that you're showing him right now? The symbol is, you know, you may love me, but it's just not good enough.
No, I'm not showing him anything. I'm showing it to you guys. That's why I'm calling.
Hey, Lisa, you're on all the hits, Q100.
Hi, good morning, guys.
Morning.
I have to say, I support Grace on this one.
Thank you.
You know, Carrie made it very popular on Sex and the City to wear an engagement ring on your necklace. I think her engagement ring and her wedding
come
set.
That's a television show.
This will be a piece of jewelry that she wears every day for the rest of her life.
What is the matter with you women? This guy worked 24/7 bussing tables to get dollar bills to afford what he could, and you're saying either wear it on the other hand or put it around your neck? Hey, why don't you do this? Why don't you melt it and make it into a tooth?
Look, the bottom line is, if he knows her and he loves her, then he accepts her for who she is.
And well, how about the other way around? Yeah. She doesn't accept him for who he is and what he just did.
That's not true. I accept him 100%, or else he wouldn't be living with me and we wouldn't
be. Oh, my God, Grace, you were so full of yourself.
I'm pretty much supporting him for his actions.
You are sounding like you were so full of yourself because you were saying it's Tom's responsibility to have known this. If he knew we knew each other well enough to get married, what responsibility are you taking in this?
I'm taking a lot of responsibility. Most of the financial situation, most of everything. I mean, I pay the bills. And
so he's lucky to even be in the situation with you.
No, you know what? I love him. Okay, regardless, you know, if that were the case, I wouldn't be dating him. If that were the situation, I wouldn't even be with him because he is broke. Bottom line, he doesn't want to be an actor.
I think just the same way you think he should put that ring to one side and get you a better one, he should put you to one side and go have an affair.
All right, Grace, we got to move on, Grace.
All right. Good luck,
sweetheart.
Thank you for your time.
All right, bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
You know, it's a shame, you know, that I can only reference Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade when the evil materialistic Germans chose the cup of gold as Christ's chalice, and they chose poorly because originally it was made of wood, so... Young lady, I hope you learned from that movie and that lesson.
Hey, The Bird Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now. Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you. They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
All the hits, Q100 and The Bert Show. Crash and I both know the meeting's right around the corner after the show today. Now, Crash has done this before. I mean, where he's gotten so hammered that, you know, he's like flashed the boss. So he's got a better shot at getting fired today than I do.
Maybe less.
Let's just stop and listen to what you just said.
What's that?
Crash has done this before. It's not his first time flashing the boss.
Oh, I bet it's not even his third time. I mean,
exactly.
I've seen it twice in the last 4 months.
I know everybody here that works here has seen Crash's jewels. Everybody.
I have not.
Really?
Thank God.
Oh, that maybe
that photo. At that photo shoot you did?
No, I wasn't looking.
He's brought in pictures before.
Yeah.
I haven't ever looked at him.
Well, it's a matter of time, honey. You're going to see him.
Okay.
So we're asking you guys to fill this out. I can't believe I did blank and didn't get fired. Good morning, Jennifer. You're on all the hits, Q100.
Yeah, I used to go to sleep at work at a senior citizen pool. And it was so hot in the room that it made me fall asleep. And I was lifeguarding the pool, and nobody be watching the senior citizen.
Oh, no. You're kidding.
Oh, my God.
I did it for a whole entire summer.
And they found out and they didn't fire you?
Found out, didn't fire me.
Oh, well, that's real comforting. Thank you.
See you later.
Morning, all the hits, Q100.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm fine. I can't believe I took out potential clients for our company and spent $1,500 in lap dances in one night.
In lap dances.
And you didn't get fired when they went over the company credit card?
Nope. Actually, when they started laughing the next morning, I was scared to death, though. 4 a.m, I'm counting up the receipts. I'm like, oh, my God, we just spent $1,500.
Well, it must have been a good client. You know, you obviously made the client happy.
They were very happy.
Yeah.
Was this very the happy. Old Gold Club days?
This was in Chicago at a Crazy Horse. The clients were outside of Chicago, so they wanted to check out the girls.
Yeah, if you spend $1,500 in,
about $25 a pop for each dance.
Nice.
Oh, that's a lot of dances.
Oh, yeah, it is.
There's a shower dance in there, too, that costs $250.
A what dance?
A shower dance.
Now, when the receipt is on the credit card, does it say where you spent the money and what you spent it on?
It just says where you spent the money.
Okay. Because there are some places that will disguise your receipt.
Right.
You know, like if you're over at the Gold Club, it may come up as, you know, Herbie's Books.
Right, exactly.
Or whatever, you know, and you'll never know. Morning, Emily.
More like Herpes Books.
Emily, you're on all the hits, Q100.
Hi.
Hi.
I actually worked for an advertising company, and one day I was fooling around with the boss's daughter in the copying room, and he walked in on us, and he didn't even know his daughter was gay.
Oh, hello.
And you didn't get axed for that?
No, I did not.
I guess you couldn't. You couldn't get axed for that, could you?
No. Well, I don't know why I did
it. Having sex in the office?
I'm sorry?
Having sex in the office?
Yeah, you could probably get on that. Fired for it. Yeah.
Well, I didn't. So I guess, she said something to him, but you should have saw the look on his face. It was priceless.
With the boss's daughter yet? Because I read about this stuff online all the time, and I see the pictures, but I don't really believe it happened in real life.
It's coming out of the copy closet.
Morning, all the hits, Q100. Hello.
Hi, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Good, good. So I was on a nationwide conference call, vice president giving a presentation, and I'm on mute. My boss, my other line is ringing, so I click over, and it's a client giving me a hard time. I click back, forget I'm not on mute, and tell a coworker that this is the S-bomb that I got to deal with. The whole company was going, my cell phone was ringing, emails were flying at me. It was pretty interesting.
You got to be really careful on phone with stuff like that. Like, I've done that too, where I think I'm on hold and I say something stupid about the person that's supposed to put me on hold and they're still listening.
Right. Oh, God.
We got to do that one day. Like, how did the phone get you in trouble?
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm sure there are people who got busted thinking they were doing the call waiting thing and they click over and they're really talking to the same person.
Oh,
I've got this moron, Jen, on the other phone. I got to go. Hey, it's Jen.
It's like, oh, I knew it was you.
The Bird Show. Get it? The Bird Show.
You guys got to bear with us for just a couple of seconds because on Thursday of last week, is that right?
Yes, Thursday.
Thursday of last week around 6:15, we take a call from a woman that we're calling Kelly. That was going to another city to visit a guy that she met online. And a whole bunch of virtual listeners called up concerned because we really didn't feel like she left herself a lot of safety net. Like, she didn't tell a lot of people she was taking off. And
right.
We only had one phone number for her, and we were really concerned that she was going to his city.
And Kelly was a little bit more vulnerable than the average online dater because she had just recently lost her husband about 8 months ago, and so therefore wasn't really telling anybody in any of her close friends and family that she was going to meet this person because she thought that they would judge her for moving on too quickly.
So for 4 or 5 days now, we've been calling, trying to get her on the phone, and we were just a little nervous about her safety. And we were talking about it this morning, and now she's on the phone. Hi, Kelly.
Hi.
Where have you been, young lady?
I've been gone. Absolutely no cell phone service whatsoever up there.
Oh, that's comforting.
Yes.
That's very comforting. That's a good thing we know that now.
Yeah, definitely.
So he took you into like some small itty-bitty little town in the middle of whatever state?
Yeah, basically.
And what happened? How did it go?
Actually, the weekend wasn't that bad. He was nice, and everything went fine. It just wasn't exactly what I expected, and I wasn't really ready for it, so I was glad to come home.
What did you expect, and then what was it? Like, how did it not meet your expectations?
I do think it was just still a little too soon, and honestly, after talking with y'all on Thursday, I was nervous the whole weekend, so I never exactly let my guard down.
Well, I kind of think that's a good thing.
Yeah.
I think it was.
I don't feel bad about that, I got to be honest.
Was he expecting more from you, like more of a relationship?
I think so.
So you were going there more as a friendship, and he was going there thinking it was going to be something a little more?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I was sorry it didn't work out, but I mean...
I'm glad you're okay.
Yeah, we're glad
you're back safely. And don't you ever leave again without giving us a phone call, young lady. Okay, you had us worried sick all night.
We're not mad, we're just disappointed. It's good to know you're okay.
Yes, I am.
So what's your next step with this guy? Is the relationship over at this point? Or what have you learned about yourself and the grieving process now also?
Well, I've definitely learned that... Well, like I said, it's definitely too soon, and I think it was more fun talking and thinking of the idea of doing it than it actually was doing
mm-hmm.
it.
Mm-hmm. I can see that.
And I guess everybody heals differently, you know? I told you guys about this friend I have in San Diego that was dating within like 4 or 5 months after his wife passed away. When I look at Stacey, I ever think if I was in your shoes, you know, your first thought is I'd never be able to get on my feet again. But eventually you got to, I guess, at least try to jumpstart something. And for you, that was 7 or 8 months.
Mm-hmm. You know? But it'll be a while now.
Yeah. Is that what it made you realize?
Yes.
Yeah.
But I do appreciate all the comments that made me from Thursday that made me actually think about what I was doing and be a little more cautious while I was there. So it did help out.
I mean, I don't want to be too harsh about it, but I think next time you need to be a lot more cautious, not just a little bit more cautious, because you lucked out that nothing bad happened.
You went to this small town with
nobody knowing where you were and all that stuff. I just say just be a lot more careful next time.
I don't think there'll be a next time. I think the online dating out of state thing is over for me now.
Right.
It was a little too strange being up there with no service and no car and in the middle of a small town where everything closes at 5 o'clock. And
Well, if we scared you so much that you put your guard up more than you would have, then I'm glad we talked to you in the first place.
Me too.
Definitely.
I'm glad it all worked out okay this time.
Well, good. Well, I'm glad. I'm sorry I had everybody worried.
It's okay. Just don't do that again, young lady. All right? Now you go to your room and you think about what you've done.
You're grounded.
All right, Kelly.
All right, thank you.
Good luck to you, Kelly.
Bye. See you now.
Get it? The Burt Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now. Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you. They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
I mean, honestly, when you look at any profession, if you look at it mathematically, there has to be the worst of any profession. So there has to be the worst teacher.
Right.
Sure. One of you may be going to the worst dentist.
Oh, uh-huh.
It's scary to think, but there has to be the worst pilot in the world, okay? Yeah. And there has to be the worst OBGYN.
Mm-hmm.
And I was convinced yesterday after talking to Tracy that I had heard about the worst OBGYN. But I think we are just scratching the surface.
Yeah, one of my really good friends goes to the same gynecologist as her mother. And on one of her first visits, and he's, you know, down there and she's in the stirrups, he looks up and he goes, "Well, you certainly are deep, just like your mom."
Oh, my
You're
God.
Kidding me.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
404-741-1005. The worst things that your gynecologist has ever said to you, or if you're convinced you've been to the worst gynecologist, you got to tell us why you think
so.
Rude.
I don't think this is going to compare. That's awful. But a friend of mine came back just horrified at her gynecologist because she's been single for a few years. And, you know, with your gynecologist, you, you know, talk about your sex, you know, sexual life, sexuality or sexual activity. And she hadn't had any in a while. And her gynecologist, in a way to encourage her to, I guess, have sex, told her, if you don't use it, you'll lose it.
He actually said those
said
words.
Said those words to
you
my friend.
Are kidding.
If you don't use it, you'll lose it.
Now, is this a guy, gyno, or is this a woman?
I honestly don't remember.
Because I'm guessing, I know this is a broad statement here, that guy gynecologists are going to be a little bit more insensitive than the women gynecologists.
You know, I think it totally depends on the person, because so many of my friends see male doctors, male OBGYNs, and absolutely adore them and have a great relationship, feel totally comfortable. But for me, I have to go to a female doctor. And I think it was one of my first experiences, which could be construed as rude, but when I was very young and went for one of my first couple of visits and was asking questions about sex, the male gynecologist seemed to get very uncomfortable, started stuttering over his words after the exam, sweaty palms, the whole thing, like he had somehow been aroused by the situation.
No, that can't,
no.
Can't be.
Like, it was night and day.
Are you sure this wasn't in your head, though? Because
I'm positive. I'm positive. And so from that day forward, I told my mom, I said, no, I can't go back to him. I have to go to somebody else.
Is this in your head? No, I could totally see where.
Dry mouth, sweaty palms, like nervousness, like all of a sudden, like afterwards, like couldn't talk to me, couldn't answer my health questions because he was like stumbling over his word. From there on out, I'm like, female doctor, please.
We have it so easy as guys. Shannon, rudest thing a gyno has ever said.
I was doing a clinical rotation in nursing school in an OBGYN office, and a lady came in after her third miscarriage follow-up of a DNC, and the doctor said to her he thought that she needed to get a new hobby.
You're kidding.
Because she was having too much sex.
No, I'm not kidding. No, she was trying to have a child, and I guess he thought that she needed to quit trying.
Oh, that's rude.
So
yeah, that's worse than rude. That's just mean. That's mean and rude. Oh, it's terrible. Thank you for calling.
That's a vulnerable situation anyway. I mean, it's something we got to do, but it's not something we ever get used to or enjoy.
I would think.
Absolutely not.
Morning, Tiffany. You're on All the Hits Q100.
Hi. The first male OBGYN that I went to was at the University of Georgia, and I had been tanning using, like, the little Playboy bunny sticker so that you can see how dark that you were getting.
Oh, no.
Well, after the exam, the OBGYN turns around and says, oh, by the way, that's a very, very nice bunny. I was so embarrassed I couldn't even get off the table.
No. Keep your mouth shut about it, you know?
He says nice bunny.
Nice bunny. Talking about the bunny sticker that was right above the stuff.
Yeah, and there are more. Good morning, Nikki. You're on All the Hits, Q100.
I had a male OBGYN, and I went to him and I said, you know, it's painful for me to have sex with my husband, da-da-da. I said, maybe because I had a miscarriage. And he said, well, it must be all in your head.
Oh, nice.
See,
nice.
That's
See?
Awful.
And again, there mathematically has to be the worst guy. No, you might be with that guy. Poor thing.
Yeah, and I mean, I think, because I'm one that is only wants to have a female gynecologist because I, you know, and as I said to my friends, you know, if I'm going to go to a mechanic, I want them to, you know, have the same parts in their car as I do. Yeah. I mean, I want her to, she will understand when I talk about a cramp or discomfort or anything. She will, I mean, you can read a textbook all you want about it, but unless you've been through it, you don't understand it.
I know a woman in San Diego that used to live in Vegas, and she's been in San Diego now for probably 5 years. And trusts her gyno or OBGYN so much that she flies back to Vegas every time she has to go in for a checkup.
I'm not surprised by that.
I do that.
Do you?
Yeah, no, I would do that. If that's a doctor, again, that you hate going, and if you find one you like, kind of like a dentist, too. I feel the same way about it. If you have a good gyno, then I would travel to go see him, yeah.
See, why can't you be like a double major in school and you could do the dentist and you could do the gyno thing and get it all done one day?
Ugh, no way.
Oh, man.
Hey, two different offices, but
no,
same building.
Those two have got to be separated by 6 months.
Hey, Jill.
Put you up on the rack, one on one and one on the other, take care of everything, get out.
You're like a stock car.
Yes.
Hey, Jill, you're on All the Hits Q100.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
Hey.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good.
Good. I have definitely the worst story. I was seeing a gynecologist, and he was in practice with his mother. So he was like 40, and she was 60.
Uh-huh.
So I had my child, and I went back a few weeks later for a post-delivery exam, and didn't feel quite right. But it was my first child, so I didn't know. I went home, and then something was wrong, so I took a mirror, and I was looking and trying to figure out what the problem is. So I call, and she, the doctor, the woman answers, and she says, "Why are you looking there? You're not a doctor." I said, "It's 1986. This is not the early 1800s. What is the problem with you?" And so the good part about the story is that that was 1986, and my daughter is now 18 and graduating high school and on her way to Israel tomorrow with her high school. So wish her luck.
All right,
and
thank
I'm
you.
Healthy and fine, and that woman's probably dead and gone.
Well, now there's the happy ending. Good morning, Kelly. You're on All the Hits Q100.
Good morning.
Hey. Good morning.
Lord, let me tell you. I went in for what I thought I had, like a kidney infection, and I couldn't get in to see my regular, like, OBGYN, so I had to go to another office, and I'm sitting there waiting for the doctor to come in, and number one, in walks this really gorgeous, cute young doctor. So I've never had a kidney infection, so I really wasn't sure what was going to be involved in this, and he started asking me all these questions, and which were medical questions he needed to know. And the last question he asked me, he says, "Well," he says, I'm not really sure. He says, you know, they were going to take a test and do all that stuff. He says, "Have you been using any kind of mechanical devices?" And he used the word with a lot of thrust.
Well, I guess they sort of kind of have to ask, is there any easy
way
to...
But he asked it with a lot of what?
Thrust.
With a lot of thrust.
So are you using any mechanical devices that... You have to use thrust over and over and over again?
Well, the bad part was that I had been, but I lied about it, told him no.
You're on The Burt Show.